This is Inside Agriculture, repeating our top farm story of the day. Within the Further Continuing Appropriations and Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2025, the bill provides much-needed relief for agriculture. $10 billion in emergency economic aid should help address the significant losses incurred due to both weather and market-related issues. And the stopgap bill also includes nationwide approval for year-round E15 sales. So good news out of Congress yesterday. Have you heard of data visualization tools? More areas of the Ag Department are incorporating this and other digital methods as user-friendly ways to share and understand information.
Examples include geospatial data sets focused on crop sequence boundaries. This is National Agricultural Statistics Service mathematical statistician Tara Murphy.
The fields are automatically delineated, and the boundaries include physical boundaries as well as boundaries between different crop types. CSVs serve as a great source of knowing where the crop is being grown and serves as a basic analysis unit with a synthetic field instead of having just pixel data.
The Agricultural Marketing Services Livestock Auction Market News recently received the dashboard treatment. AMS Levi Geyer says,
we release probably on a weekly basis close to 1,000 different reports, most of those being updated either weekly or daily. What the dashboard does is it takes all this information from these static reports and it pulls it into one single interactive tool.
AMS is also using data visualization and other technologies to improve its grading service for meats and expanding market access to smaller size beef processors. As explained by International Marketing Specialist Bucky Gwartney,
the remote grading program is designed to utilize existing technology to facilitate assigning a USDA grade to beef carcasses remotely. This approach reduces expenses for the program, which allows those plants not currently utilizing the service to potentially create better marketing opportunities for their products.
Data visualization is also increasingly utilized to study food security matters. Agricultural economist Alana Roan talks about the Economic Research Service's Food Access Research Atlas.
It allows users to investigate access to food stores at the census tract level using different measures of income, distance to stores, vehicle access, and other relevant indicators.
And the Food and Nutrition Service is using data visualization and other analytic tools to improve access to data associated to food security and nutrition programs.
You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, be prepared for shoveling, blowing snow here on the farmstead. And by blowing, I mean across the road and gas up the snowblower.